So what, as you've been experiencing, for those of you who've been here thus far, by practicing mindfulness, we're learning the art of being in the present moment and the sense of well-being that that can generate inside of us. But sometimes in the present moment, we encounter emotions that we would just as soon not encounter. So coming back to the present moment isn't necessarily a very pleasant thing. And we can use mindfulness to specifically work with challenging emotions like that. Mindfulness is being shown to be really effective in helping people who deal with depression and anxiety. And I'm not just talking about clinical anxiety, but just the more garden variety anxiety that so many of us deal with on a day-to-day basis. So let's talk a little bit about how we use mindfulness to deal with emotions. So a first paradigm to think about is that we look at emotions like the weather. So the weather's always changing, our emotions are always changing, and weather comes and weather goes, and the emotions come and go. And through mindfulness, we're able to see the emotions and this nature of them being ethereal more clearly. A lot of times what we do with difficult emotions is that we act out of them in ways that are unknowing, and that can cause negative consequences for ourselves as well as for other people in our lives. Another thing that many of us do with negative emotions or challenging emotions, difficult emotions, is to try to suppress them, which, you know, has some benefits, but it certainly has its limits. But mindfulness offers a different approach that we're going to practice today. Some of you may be familiar, any of you familiar with the acronym RAIN, R-A-I-N, for dealing with emotions? So good. So Sharla is, and we'll, all of you will be experts on this by 1 o'clock. The acronym RAIN stands for recognize, allow, investigate, and the N for this exercise has two meanings. One is to not identify with it, and the second is nurture. So when we're having a difficult emotion, we can recognize it. Like, what is it that's happening in my body right now? That we even have an emotion that's going on. Often we just get lost in emotion. Recognizing that we have it and giving it a label are the first steps to being mindful. And I remember with some of you, we did this in Emerging Leaders when we were working with emotional intelligence, was our ability to know that we're experiencing emotion and be able to name that. So we might say, oh, there's fear here. There's anger or irritation or sadness here. That's the R in RAIN, recognize. The A is allow. From the perspective of mindfulness, allow means that every emotion that we have is okay. You know, we're just human beings. We all have an assortment of emotions. You know, hopefully we don't act on all of those emotions, but how can we be present with them and just know it's okay to have them? Allowing them to be there is a very important part of being mindful. The I in RAIN is investigate. Investigate means investigating what's happening in your body and in your mind in that moment. My heart is racing. My stomach is clenched. My jaw is tight. Or what's happening in your mind, like I'm having these repetitive thoughts of irritation. That's what investigation looks like in this practice, noticing what's happening in our body and mind in the present moment. And then the first N stands for not identify. Can I shift from seeing it as my emotion that I am caught in to an emotion is moving through me? Some people talk about having some space around it. Like there is some fear here. There is some grief here, but I can be okay. It's a nuanced distinction, but it's an important one. Even in the midst of feeling that emotion, you might begin to not identify with it quite so much. And then the other N is for nurture. And that means, can we be kind and compassionate with ourselves in the midst of difficult emotions? So today we're going to practice some basic meditation, and then we'll practice with RAIN. Don't worry if you didn't get all that, because we're going to go through it as part of the guided meditation. But let's begin our practice. I invite you, if you want to, you can turn off your Zoom video. and just to settle into a comfortable seated position wherever you are. And rest your hands wherever it's comfortable. You might want to close your eyes for this mindfulness practice, or if you prefer to have them open, just direct them downwards to minimize distractions. Notice, let's start with a couple of deep breaths. We're going to inhale through the nose and we're going to exhale through the mouth. So let's take a deep inhale through our nose. And then exhale through our mouth. Another deep breath. Inhale through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. And just allow yourself to settle in, letting your breath find its own natural rhythm. Notice your hands. Notice any sensations. You might feel some vibration or some tingling or some pressure. You might feel warmth or coolness. Just allow your hands to be soft. Bringing your attention up your arms to your shoulders, relaxing your shoulders, relaxing your jaw, your facial muscles. Just letting it all be soft and easy. And if you notice any places in your body where you're holding on to tension, see if you can release it somewhat. Notice your body breathing. Where do you feel that most strongly? In your abdomen? In your chest? Or in your nose as the air flows in and out? Let's turn our attention to the sounds around us, sounds in the room or outside the room, sounds coming and going. We often have reactions when we hear sounds, like, "That's a pleasant sound," or, "I don't like that one," or, what just happened? And that's totally normal. See if you can just notice the reaction and then come back to the listening, not getting caught up in the story about the sounds. As many of you know, it's helpful to have a main focus for our meditation to anchor our attention. Choose a main focus of your attention for this practice right now. It might be your breath or sounds or sensations in your body. Each of those are things that connect you to the present moment. And any of them works fine as a home base for your practice. Choose one now and try to focus your attention on it. When you find your attention has wandered, well, that's completely normal. When you notice it, just gently return your attention back to your home base, the breath or sounds or sensations, and just keep coming back again and again when you notice that your mind has wandered. For all of us, if an emotion arises during the meditation, see if you can recognize it. Give it a label and notice what's happening in your body. And then return to your home base. And then in a little while, we'll do a meditation practice with rain using one of those emotions. But in the meantime, let's practice in silence for a while. as we continue meditating, we're going to explore rain. So if you're having some kind of a challenging emotion right now that you can work with using rain, you can use that. If you're not feeling any particular emotion right now, why don't you bring to mind a challenging emotion that you may have felt in recent days or in the past few weeks? One piece of counsel here is don't pick the most difficult thing that you've been dealing with. Try to pick something moderate, something that is an emotion that's mildly challenging to you. So I'll give you just a moment to come up with something. As you think about the situation that brought up the emotion that you chose, or as you think about the emotion itself, let's start with the R. So recognize the emotion. Give it a label. Sadness, fear, worry, irritation, jealousy, whatever it is. Don't worry about being perfect about the label. It can just be close enough. So give the emotion a label. And breathe. Then you can ask yourself, this is the A in rain. Can I allow this emotion to be here? I may not like it, but can I allow it to be here? And if the answer is yes, we're going to move on. If the answer is no, sometimes we really don't like the emotion or are afraid of it. If the answer is no, then now we have a new emotion. And so let's use that. Like, can I allow myself to not like this emotion that's flowing through me? Either way, the practice is just to be with what is. And let's reconnect with our breath. And let's practice with the eye investigation. What do you feel in your body right now? My heart is racing. My stomach is clenched. My jaw is tight. My face is hot. What sensations are you feeling in your body when you experience this emotion? Or what are the thoughts that come up when you feel this emotion? I'm mad at that person. Why did they do what they did? Why did I say that? Whatever it is, just notice. You might notice what's happening in your belly area, or your chest, your throat, or your face. We're just gently investigating and letting whatever is here be here. And making sure to breathe. And then we'll practice with the N, not identifying with. You know, is it possible that you've had during this time that we've been working with this emotion, did you experience a little bit of space, a moment where it went from being my emotion that I'm caught in to an emotion that's moving through me? Have you noticed anything moving or shifting? Did you notice maybe a little distance where you were not quite so caught up in it? You may or may not be clear about that, but just pay attention. And whether or not you experienced anything like that non-identification, we can all do the other end. We can all nurture ourselves. So just offering yourself a little bit of kindness for whatever you're feeling. Each of us struggles with difficult emotions. Just offering yourself a little kindness, a little compassion, letting whatever is here be here. And as we bring this meditation towards a close, we might say, for whatever it is I'm feeling right now, may I hold this too with kindness. And let's reconnect with our breath. Okay, so slowly, as you come out of the meditation, I invite you to reconnect with us on the screen here for the last few minutes. It was really wonderful to practice with each of you today. Just to remind you as you come back that this group's going to meet each week until April 22nd, so we have three more sessions, and you're welcome anytime that you can make it. And as I mentioned today, I'm happy to stick around after and chat, but what I want to do right now is to offer you a practice for the week, and a poem. So I'm going to grab here a Dropbox link for those of you who'd like to see it as I describe it, and I'm going to put it in the chat box. So the practice you'll notice we just did. It's just a simple write-up of rain, using rain for difficult emotions and thoughts. And I want to say that, you know, the idea is not just to do this in meditation, but this is something you can bring into your life. And you don't have to use every part of the four stages. Like, you might just notice that something's up for you and you just stop for a moment. It's like, is there an emotion here? Can I give it a label? Breathe. Or it might be, what's happening in my body right now? Notice, breathe. You can do that. Once you learn to notice emotions as they're happening, you can do that within your day. So it's not just for during the meditation practice. And the poem, you know, I struggled with this because I figure most people that I work with have experienced the guest house at one point or another. It's only 800 years old, and it's just so perfect for this topic. I couldn't resist to bring it back, despite the fact that I was looking at some other ones, because I couldn't find anything better. So that Rumi guy, he has a future. So I'm going to end us today with the guest house. Now is the time to know this being human as a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival, a joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture, still, treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. So thank you all again for practicing with us. You're welcome to leave, but again, if you want to stick around for a few minutes and chat about your experience or any questions you have, please do so. But thank you for being here.
Thanks, Ken.